Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul spoke to a packed house of supporters at a rally in SeaTac yesterday. Paul is trying to galvanize Washington voters for the state's March 3rd caucuses. Correspondent Ann Dornfeld reports.
Fired up Ron Paul supporters filled the lobby of the DoubleTree Hotel, and those were the folks who couldn't fit into the huge ballroom. Grandmothers in sweater sets, hipsters in beanies, and Vietnam vets in POW jackets all cheered as one for Paul's main message.
What we need is a lot less government management of our lives and a lot more individuals running their own lives.
As loudly as Paul's supporters cheered the principle of individual liberty, they jeered the United Nations, NATO, and especially the Federal Reserve.
I don't think we will have a republic until we know exactly who's printing the money, why they're printing money, who they're bailing out, and who they're taking care of.
At one point, chants from the lobby interrupted Paul's speech.
We have to quit lying to ourselves. We can't...
We want Paul, they chanted. After Paul's speech, campaign volunteers worked the crowd.
But caucus information. You need to become a delegate to get this man elected. Caucus information.
One of the Ron Paul faithfuls is Nick Lancaster, a 22-year-old in a stocking cap and thick black glasses. Lancaster says he voted for Obama in 2008. This time, he's a precinct leader supporting Paul.
He really hits a chord in me with his anti-war stance.
That message resonates with Nancy Friend of Olympia. She was looking for a campaign sign.
There's one right there. I'm voting for peace. Ron Paul.
Friend says she usually votes Republican and none of the other candidates appeal to her.
There's nobody right now that I'll vote for. Ron Paul's the only one.
I'm Ann Dornfeld reporting.
And Ron Paul has events planned for Richland and Spokane today.